Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan, with offices located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is truly our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, and the general adoption community. So we are very glad that you're listening in to Adoption Focus today. I am excited to welcome to our show Nikki Racine. Nikki, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for being on our podcast today. And Nikki, you and your husband, Mike, are the proud parents of two amazing boys who joined your family through adoption. But today we're specifically talking about your oldest son, Amari, and the first time he asked a question about his birth family.
Yes. So,
and that is a super like exciting and nerve-wracking time, all kind of rolled into one. I'm sure we hear this from adoptive parents a lot, that you're prepared, but you're not. You knew it was going to be there at some point in time, but then it came. So what do you remember about that day, Nikki? And what do you remember about what Amari asked you?
You're right, Jennifer. I think oftentimes we as adoptive parents kind of we're so excited to be parents that we almost, I don't want to say forget, but we look at those, they're our own children. And we sometimes just, I don't know, we live life and their beginning story just sometimes slips our mind. And mm-hmm. it was a normal day in my household. And I remember I've always talked to both of my boys. They both have completely different stories, but I've always talked to my boys about their story. And even when they were tiny little, they sometimes say that, you know, children absorb things and their story started somewhere. And I've always felt the need to share that with them. But the day that Amari asked me, he actually asked me if I thought that his tummy mommy, now we call his birth mom his tummy mommy, which I think is sort of sweet. It's her own little name. And he understands that she carried him in her tummy. And so we call her his tummy mommy. And he said, you know, Mama, do you think my tummy mommy is proud of me? And to be honest, when he asked me that, these two little brown eyes were looking up at me, and it took my breath away, to be honest. Mm-hmm. As prepared as I thought I was, you know, you think that you can answer anything. It almost sort of just kind of threw me for a loop. I wasn't ready for that sort of question. Mm-hmm. And my instant reaction was to kind of get defensive, because I was like, wait a second. What about me? Am I proud of you? But then I have to take a step back and remember, you know, as adoptive parents, that's so important to talk about their story and about their birth parents. And I've been aware of that. And so I really, really, really wanted to say the right thing. And I was afraid I wasn't going to say the right thing to him. But then I realized, after I thought about it for a second, that there really isn't a right answer. I think he just wanted some affirmation and some sort of truth again. You know, I've always mm-hmm. been honest with him. And my response to him, you know, was just simply, I know she's so proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to say, like, out of the goodness of my heart, I wanted to do this interview because I know as adoptive parents, you know, some of us want to pretend that these conversations aren't going to take place, or we forget that they're going to take place. But it's a difficult and emotional thing. You know, it's part of their story. And I just want to talk about this today because it's a significant part of my boy's story and our family's story. Mm-hmm. And I also want to be sacred and preserve, you know, their actual details of their adoption story. So just bear with me as I struggle through some of these answers without bearing too much information.
Of course, absolutely. And I think that, you know, you touched upon a couple of things that I want to take a second to discuss. And one of those, Nikki, is your own kind of initial response, emotional kind of response. It just kind of shook you and took you by surprise. And maybe, you know, I think you said you felt maybe a little defensive at first. And I think that it's important for families to understand that this is not the time to deal with our own adult emotions when our child is, you know, asking us a question about birth family or about adoption. Those are issues and things that that do need to be discussed and worked through. But at the time that your beautiful child is standing before you, it's not about you anymore, right?
You got it. And that's, I think, the difference between maybe adoptive parents and biological parents. We as adoptive parents sort of have that extra responsibility to take a step back for a second and put ourselves out of the equation. This isn't about us. This is about them, their story, and the honesty of their story. And, you know, my boys are both, they're both black. And so, and I'm Caucasian, I'm white. And so, you know, obviously we have some race issues that we talk about as well. And those are things that were part of their BDOM.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, my immediate reaction was sort of like, oh, wait a second. And then I was so happy that, you know, Adoption Associates sort of prepares you in a way to be ready for these things with the classes and that kind of thing. And and then obviously my experience with, you know, as being a parent, I stepped back for a second and I thought, wait a second, this isn't about me. This is about him. And he just wants an affirmation. So,
absolutely.
Right.
And, you know, the adoption process is complex. And for children to be able to understand the complexity of it without the added burden of whatever mom or dad might be feeling is really important too. Your child has to be able to explore their own feelings and develop their own thoughts to be able to be free to talk to you about that. And if they feel that now there's this additional burden of juggling my mom and dad's feelings too, then it could potentially result in your child not opening up to you or talking or being comfortable enough.
Exactly. And that's why I think it's so important to understand that honesty and truth is really what they're looking for. They're not looking for you to sugarcoat things. They're not looking for you to make things up or create a story. They just want the truth. And I think that when you begin with the truth, they actually, you know, they build more trust and they understand like where you're coming from. And I really realized that my role in talking to him that day wasn't about myself or reducing my role as a parent or changing my relationship with him by in any means. It was more about him trusting me enough to talk about his tummy mommy, his birth mother, and wanting to know that she was thinking of him. And that's my role as an adoptive parent, is to explain that. Absolutely she is. Of course she is. You know, and that's the thing, that they just want information.
Right. And we said that obviously it's nerve-wracking and there's a lot of complex adult feelings that we have about it. But at the same time, the message that I have is be glad that your child is asking. This means that you have created an open door environment sort of mentality, that your child knows they can come to you. So let's celebrate the fact that they're asking and that we have done something right in our homes, that our children do feel comfortable and they're trying to understand and find their place in the world. And that's something to be celebrated.
Absolutely. And when I was able to sort of look back at the conversation and kind of play things back in my mind, I actually got teary because I thought, you know what, I'm doing something right. She felt so comfortable and vulnerable to ask me in that moment if she was proud of him. And that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful relationship that we have.
Well, and you didn't quite say, Nikki, so help fill in the blanks here for me, but another thing that is important, I think, to mention is that when our children ask us these questions that are about their birth parents or their adoption story, sometimes as adults, we tend to talk too much. Our answers go on too long, and they're too convoluted. So, you know, we should be keeping it simple and developmentally appropriate and not rattling on and on like we would do to our best friends. So what did that look like for you in terms of responding to Amari's question?
That is such a good point, because we already know their attention span at, I mean, Amari's six. He's 6 years old. It, you know, is not longer than, you know, 15, 20 seconds, let's be honest. So when I responded to him, I just simply, you know, stepped back for a second and I took a deep breath and I said, absolutely, honey, she's so, so proud of you. I know she is. And she thinks of you often. That was it. That was all I said. And, and I know that for a fact because of the relationship that we, you know, originally had at the very beginning of this adoption process and some words that were exchanged through a caseworker. So those kinds of things, I feel 100% confident in relaying. And it was short, sweet, and just an affirmation of his feelings. And he looked at me and he, so that's all he did at that moment in time. And I think that's our responsibility to really just answer truthfully, and then move on and just say, I said later in the day, I said, honey, if you ever have any more questions, please feel free to ask mom. And he said, I will, mama. And that was it.
Well, that was going to be my next question for you, actually, Nikki, is has Amari had any more questions since that first day?
Yes. And you know, again, we have an open, you know, communication context with this. We always have. And I feel like that has been the best route to take, because whenever I talk about, I'll say to him, you know, Amari, what does it mean to be adopted? Or how do you think your tummy mommy is, what do you think your tummy mommy is thinking of you today? And he'll say, she's proud of me. So those kinds of things. And he's asked me, you know, a handful of questions since, and they're detailed questions and they're personal questions, but they're questions that he has every right to know, and I've answered them truthfully, and it's the reminder in the back of my head, this isn't about you. His story started somewhere before you were honored with this parental role. So yes, I mean, there's been questions, I've answered them, and he loves that I answer them and we move on. And I think that's the key. You know, there is no sugarcoating or dancing around the subject. Just answer them truthfully. And if you don't know, just say, you know what, honey, I'm not sure. You know, and how does that make you feel? And then we move on.
Exactly. You know, I think that obviously we kind of jumped into your story, but as I know you've hinted at, and what Adoption Associates educates our families on is, you know, when we talk about adoption with children, we begin very young. And you did mention that, and often, by talking often about it, even if it's not about your child's particular adoption, but about adoption in general in our homes, we are showing our children that we're willing and comfortable whenever they want to have that conversation. You're just opening that door just a little bit for them for when they're ready. And our children sometimes need help learning to express their feelings, and they don't know how to say that to us. They don't know how to say, oh, mom, I'm feeling kind of mixed up about this situation with my tummy mommy. I'm not sure. They may just ask generic questions of you. And so sometimes we do want to not talk too much, but we also want to leave ourselves open for exploration with our child. If we think that they're needing to learn how to express, how are you feeling about that? You know, there's usually a reason why these questions come up. So thank you, Nikki, for sharing about Amari and his questions. Shifting just a little bit, I wanted to ask you what your are. We do sometimes hear parents that say, well, I don't think my kids think about their birth parents because they never talk about it. Or, you know, we tried to bring it up one time and they didn't really have too much to say. Can you relate to this at all? Or what are your thoughts on this?
Yes. I mean, I've heard that conversation take place. I've heard a mix in and amongst some of my friends with that feeling as well. And, you know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion and everybody has their own way of dealing with things. But to be honest, there's a lot of research that has been done that almost the majority of adopted children are curious about their beginnings and where they began. And sometimes if they don't feel comfortable in their situation, they don't ask questions. And so I really want to stress, I think it's our role as adoptive parents to make them feel as comfortable as possible, to be open, you know, and ask those questions. And, you know, if they withhold things and they're afraid to ask, then they won't ever know. And sometimes those things just carry on into adulthood. And so I just feel it's our role. Like we literally have an extra role in this life, and that is to, you know, sort of share their story. They came from somewhere. They have, you know, they have a beginning with two other folks, and that is a beautiful thing. They were brought into this world with love, and let's carry that on.
Absolutely. And it is really the responsibility of the parent to begin the conversation. It's not the responsibility of the child for us to say, well, you know, very well-intended, many well-intended parents say, we're very open to talking about it. As soon as he or she is ready, you know, we're going to talk about it. But that conversation has to start somewhere. And that responsibility really should begin with the adoptive parents. A child who maybe isn't asking, may not know how to bring up the top, or is simply just keeping the thoughts that they have to himself or herself for a variety of different reasons. So, you know, each child is different, but we should be aware of those things.
You got it. And I think, you know, I have some friends who have a little bit older adopted children, and, you know, sometimes they're super sensitive and they're afraid that they're going to hurt their adopted parents' feelings by asking questions. So you don't want them to begin that role as a young child to think that they're hurting their feelings or that they're crossing boundaries or that it's a taboo subject. These are things that we have to bring up and we have to talk about. And, you know, it's a crazy topic that we don't even want to discuss sometimes, because I think we're just afraid, and fear causes, you know, neglect, or fear causes just avoidance. But that's our responsibility to talk about that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, why would you say that you want to be as open as you have been with Amari? Why is it personally, Nikki, that you have been willing to talk to him about adoption?
Personally, I honestly think it's just something that is sort of innate in me personally. I believe in the truth, and I believe in honesty, and I love my boys more than anything, but they came from two other people, and their story began somewhere else, and that's part of our story. And so I really truly think that even from the beginning, when my two boys were little, we would talk about adoption. And the first question I said to them that they could speak, when they could finally speak, I said, what does it mean to be adopted? And they say, we are special. And I think that just in and of itself opens the lines of communication. It's so important for them to know their story, and it's nothing to be embarrassed about or afraid to talk about. It's beautiful. This is their life, came from somewhere, and their life is here now, but they began somewhere, and I want them to understand why and how.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think for any listeners to today's podcast who are saying, I want to talk to my child, I'm just not really sure, or for a child that isn't talking, maybe even when the parent is, you know, trying, there are a lot of different techniques on how to begin or spark those conversations, even just bringing up adoption, and a friend who adopted, talking about adoption stories in general. They're just little indirect conversation starters, little tidbits of information that are thrown kind of out into the environment in your home for your child to maybe pick up on or grab a hold of and ask a question. Reading books together about adoption, obviously. A lot of families use drawing as a tool, where they draw together, or the child draws a picture, and then they can talk about it through the eyes of adoption, the mother and the father and the birth mother. If a child's old enough, journaling, allowing them that time to do that. Playing adoption is a really good one that even very young children can do. Girls do it with dolls, Barbies, or other baby dolls. And if boys aren't into dolls, that's okay. G.I. Joes or Legos or lots of different ways to kind of recreate that and play adoption. There's a wealth of information that's available about different ways to spark conversations about adoption with your child. So I would encourage anyone listening to reach out, to access the wealth of information on the web or at your local bookstore about this. Nikki, a big thank you for, yeah. for this today. I know that your mama bear instincts had kicked in a little bit before we started, and I want to do this because it's the right thing, but I want to do what's right for my son too. So
exactly.
I appreciate that.
And you are very welcome. And I just want to say one more quick thing. I think one little tidbit of advice to parents, to adoptive parents out there sometimes, and I know we're not prepared for everything, but if you think ahead of the questions that they may ask, and maybe have not a canned answer, but just kind of have an idea of how you're going to answer, that might help you. That might kind of form some answers versus kind of, you know, shocking you or sweeping you off your feet when they ask the question. We know the basics that they will ask. They may ask some other things, but just kind of maybe play ahead in your mind, and it might not surprise you so much, and you can at least sort of formulate some answers for them at that time.
Good point. And sometimes parents surprise themselves. Say, oh, wow, I think I did a really good job at that. I was so worried. I'm an old pro at this. And, you know, and what this is really all about is children need to understand the past so that they can grow and become emotionally healthy adults. And talking about adoption can help them get there. And so that really is the message today, is the honesty and transparency that you have in your relationship with your child is going to be so important when it comes to different complex topics in adoption. So again, Nikki, I thank you very much for your time on Adoption Focus Podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
For our listeners, remember that we are live on Adoption Focus Podcast on Tuesdays at 11. If you're looking to connect with Adoption Associates, we would love to hear from you at 800-677-2367. You can also visit us on the web at adoptionassociates.net or connect with us through various social media components such as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.